Revival. Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. You can really bring up anything that you want, though. The general topic that we started the show with is standing up for your rights, specifically at police checkpoints or border patrol checkpoints, which sometimes don't happen at the border. Sometimes they happen 50, 100 miles in from the border. And we've got some audio that we played a little bit from the first hour, and we've got a little bit more that I'd like to share with you here from the top DHS checkpoint refusals, which is linked to in an article from FlexYourRights.org. We've linked to both of them, both the video and the article, which the Flex Your Rights article gives you some tips on what your rights are at these various different checkpoints. Maybe we'll get into that, too. But definitely want to hear from you with your thoughts. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can also join us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. You'll have to send us a contact request, but we'll accept that, and then it'll be easy for you to connect to us on Skype from that point on. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Let's go right back to your calls and thoughts. Simon is listening in Chattanooga to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Simon.
Yes, how are you?
Okay, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, I want to discuss the man in the video. I'm not sure how much background you have on him. His name is Pastor Stephen L. Anderson. Have y'all studied him about his previous encounter with Border Patrol when he got beat up?
I didn't realize it was the same guy in that video. That's
so this is that pastor that got beat up in the video. Is that right?
Yes, that's 2009, and he refused. He had done it quite a bit before he got beat up, but finally they met up with the wrong Border Patrol, and they beat him up, and I forget how long the standoff was, maybe 3 hours. They broke his window to get access.
That's right.
And then tasered him.
Yep, didn't they pull him through the window and then proceeded to just, you know, wail on him?
It's been a while since I've watched the full video, but yes, it was very similar to what you said, and I just wanted to kind of go over that a little bit and know I really respect him because he continues to do this. And
that's awesome. I didn't realize that. You know, after I think he did win his court case, if I'm recalling correctly. And so after all of this, the violence that he actually experienced, because most people that in these videos they're able to go on. This guy did actually get the tar beaten out of him, and that didn't dissuade him. I think that's really an important thing to point out here, and I'm glad that you shared that with us, Simon.
Yes, he was. And when he got beat up, he was even praying for them to get saved at that point, for the officers. So he's very smooth, I guess you'd say, or has it well planned out the way he handles himself. And for any Christians out there that like that kind of old-fashioned preaching, he is a real good preacher. I like him. I know how y'all feel about especially strict people, but he's not as bad as, what do you call him, the Westboro Baptist Church.
I think that's an entirely different class. I don't think personally, I don't even feel like they fall into the classification of Christian.
Not at all.
But now, I have seen his videos, and he seems somewhat angry, though, and I'm just wondering...
The pastor that we're talking about?
The pastor that we're talking about. I'm wondering if you can bring the love of Christ to somebody without, by being angry. I just wonder.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't go to that kind of church necessarily, not quite that angry, but I just have a fascination with that kind of preaching. I get a lot from it and study the Bible that way, but I kind of like to be well-rounded and get kind of all different views,
Simon, I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight, man. Thanks for making it. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. You can bring up what you want. We'll go to Marlene, ladies first, listening in Clearwater. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Marlene.
Yes, hello. I just wanted to call in and make a comment. I was listening to a couple of callers that called in about possibly people being able to watch in from in people's homes and if there was government control under that type of thing, and I found that subject to be kind of interesting. Maybe it's a little bit of some negative nature onto the one caller, but I found the subject kind of interesting, and I wanted to know if maybe you could pursue that subject a little bit more. I wasn't real sure why there was a little bit of a negative connotation to the one caller that called in, but I was interested in hearing the.
Are you talking about now? Which caller are you talking about? Are you talking about the caller who claimed that some NSA or CIA agent or somebody who knows who it was sending him a message on his Xbox 360 telling him what he ate for dinner?
Right, right, right. And then there was another
caller. Is it possible that person hallucinated that?
I really wouldn't know. I mean, you know, who knows?
Is it possible?
Another call. I don't imagine so. I mean,
you don't think so?
The government probably. I don't think so. I think that the government is capable of doing that.
Hold on a second.
The other caller said.
Let me just recap this call for anybody that wasn't tuned in at that moment. They always got new people listening. So a guy calls in. He says that he received this message over Xbox 360 while he was playing a video game about what he ate for dinner, proved that he was somehow being observed. He says he lives in the woods. He's got just a very few neighbors who it could have possibly been that might have seen him. Maybe it was like somebody operating a satellite within the government.
He didn't speculate that way.
No, he didn't speculate that. We've speculated that. And, it doesn't really make much sense. He says he's a professional video gamer. Like, that's what he does. He's a competitive video gamer. And, is it one of his neighbors that is observing him secretly with a spyglass, some binoculars next door?
Know.
And
no,
then,
I'm
hold
not,
on,
not,
hold on. And then they would have to know also what video game he was playing on Xbox 360 to where they could connect to the video game and then text to him in the video game. I mean, this is a pretty complicated process we're talking about here. I'm not saying somebody who...
Here's what my concern is, and your other caller kind of brought it up, was, about the government being capable of going in and, looking in on what citizens do. And my concern probably is I have several grandchildren who play video games, and my concern is what do these video game systems have within them? Do they have surveillance equipment capable of going in and surveying the general public? And
if you really want to know, you can open up one of those video game systems and take a look inside.
Well, I think they're pretty high tech. I myself was married to someone who had quite a bit of experience computer wise and had top secret security clearance with one.
Then have him look into this video game system
right.
And see if he can identify a camera actually in the video game system.
They're pretty
I understand, Marlene, but cameras are pretty identified. All right. Look, Marlene, I understand they're sophisticated to you, but if you have somebody that that is familiar with electronics.
Well, the Internet's full of people that are familiar with this stuff. They would have hacked into this thing already, taken a look, and they would have said that happened. I have a difficult time imagining that an organization of people that can't keep drugs out of their own prisons can somehow manage to get secretly cameras into video game consoles that none of us know about.
Marlene, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it at 855-450-FREE. Well, Mark, there will be people who would argue that, yeah, sure, publicly the government seems incompetent, and there's a lot of evidence to show that they're incompetent, but there are secret wings of the government that are very competent. They have access to...
And you know who they're watching? Not your butt. They're not watching you. They're watching a couple hundred people across the United States, and chances are good it's not competitive gamers. And, this is sadly one of the hallmarks of a schizophrenic personality is somebody who considers their life to be significant in the whole grand scheme of things. They are important. You would have to be important for the government to, say, send 3 or 4 black helicopters to follow you around. That means you're an important person. They don't follow me around, and I do a nationally syndicated radio program
that you know of.
That 100 stations.
Maybe that's because you aren't playing Xbox 360 enough.
it just doesn't seem likely to me.
Daniel's on the line in Utah listening on XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, about the Xbox thing, you don't actually have to be connected or know what game that person's playing to send a message. You can send a message to anybody as long as you have a gamer tag. It's relatively easy to get.
Thank you for that information.
No problem. And then on the other thing, on the Border Patrol or the checkpoints or whatever it is, I've never heard about the video. I've never seen the video for the preacher. But what is the Border Patrol saying that he's refusing to do? I missed that part of the show.
Oh, in the preacher's video? Oh, God, I can't remember.
Well, in any of it, I mean, what is the Border Patrol saying or anybody saying that the people are refusing to do? I'm a truck driver, been through checkpoints. Usually they ask for a bill of lading for what's in my trailer and my ID.
Yeah, well, obviously, as a truck driver, there's different rules that probably apply to you because the federal government loves to make more rules for you. And we can come back with more. I don't know if you can hang, but if you can, we'll bring you back here in a moment, Daniel. 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about checkpoints and what's going on at them and these heroic people who are refusing to obey. And I have seen videos of, there's one of the videos in this where it is definitely a truck driver because you can see because of the angle of the camera. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Take control of the airwaves, toll free and live here on Saturday night with you. It's Ian
and Mark.
Don't forget to join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and you can get signed up for our news updates. Whenever there is something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first if you're on our news list. And, of course, the email is the best way to receive those, in my opinion. But maybe you prefer Facebook and Twitter. Those are also options for you. Plus, on Facebook and Twitter, we'll update during the show. So we were talking about the DHS checkpoint videos, the top DHS checkpoint refusal video. That's been linked on our Facebook page. That's something. It's an example of something that will not go out via email. So emails, you only get the most important news about Free Talk Live. Facebook, Twitter, you get updates, questions, posts during the program, and sometimes outside of the show as well. So go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up or follow us, whichever is your preference. And it's all free, news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for survival gear or camping gear or hunting gear or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com is the place to go. They've got everything the outdoor enthusiast needs, and they've got the name brands, and they've got them at the lowest prices. You can go to manventureoutpost.com if you need, say, ammunition or rifle accessories or, you know, tents or water purification stuff or even boating equipment. They've got everything that you might need there. Large choice, selection of optics and knives, too. Manventureoutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got rock-bottom prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones here, and Daniel is on the line listening in Utah in a truck, I believe, listening on the road to XM's Extreme Talk. Now, Daniel, you'd asked a question about this preacher or pastor that had been pulled from his car and beaten by the police or by the Border Patrol at one of these checkpoints, and you were curious about that, is that right?
Yeah, where was this checkpoint at? Where was it located?
You know what? I'm glad you asked the question. I don't have that information right offhand because that's not what we actually were talking about to start the show. What we were talking about initially was people refusing these checkpoints, and this pastor was one of those people. But if you look up Pastor Stephen L. Anderson online, you will likely find the information you are looking for because that is his name.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask it is because I've been down to the border of Texas and Mexico and coming back, heading northbound. Yeah, there's a checkpoint there, and they ask, you know, they stop everybody. I'm not sure if it's in the middle of a city or something like that. I can understand somebody refusing to comply. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense, having a checkpoint at the border of a city or whatever, unless the city's been quarantined. Other than that, I don't understand why people are getting all upset if a Border Patrol agent asks for your ID to make sure you're a legal citizen.
Okay, so first of all, I shouldn't have to answer any bureaucrat's questions because I'm a free person and I'm not obligated to tell them anything. But just so you know, I did pull up the information about this pastor. Interstate 8 is where this was, and I believe
in Arizona.
I believe it was an internal checkpoint, meaning one that was not at the border. So let me just make sure I'm clear on what you're saying, Daniel. You're saying that you don't support internal checkpoints. And so you would support someone refusing to ask those questions internally?
Yeah. If it's in the middle of a state, you know, that makes sense. But if it's on a border, if it's on the border of like Mexico and the United States or Canada and the United States, if that's I'm okay with. I don't want the illegals coming in any more than anybody else.
Well, what's wrong with people coming to a, you know, if it's a free country, why shouldn't people be able to come here?
Well, no, you're right. People should be able to come as long as they do it legally. I don't want people jumping.
So you're saying that someone has to jump through a bunch of bureaucratic hoops? Because you're a truck driver. You know what bureaucratic hoops are like. You know how annoying and how frustrating they can be.
I got more rules than anybody.
Right. Well, so why should anybody have to follow those stupid rules that are being forced upon them in order to just come here and make a better life for themselves? Who are these bureaucrats, and why should they be in control?
Well, we've always had some kind of...
Always?
Registrationary.
Always? Whoa. When you say always, do you mean always in your lifetime?
When the Irish came over, they checked in, didn't they?
Well, some of them did and some of them didn't. And, you know,
people were checking in.
Right. To compare what happened 100 years ago, where you show up in Ellis Island, you stick around for 3 days, they mess up your last name, and then they, you know, boot you out the door. That's an entirely different situation than the tens of thousands of dollars it costs. And, the you know, you could wait a lifetime getting the lottery to get a card just to come into the United States.
Well, okay, yeah. It is a lot more complicated than it used to be. But yeah, I still think people should register and get proper ID. Otherwise, well, they're getting everything.
I think the rules should be streamlined. I think that people who want to work should be able to come here and work. And the people that want to sponge off of the system don't need to come here and sponge off of the system.
Right. How about frankly, you get rid of the system?
I don't think anybody should sponge off of the system. And I think that the problem is that a system off of which you can sponge, not people that want to come here and live in this country. Now, let me ask you this, though.
I'm happy with it.
Why would you want to give money to these people in Washington, D.C.? Have they ever spent any of it well?
If they're taking mine, they might as well take everybody.
Well,
that's just a victim mentality.
That just says, I mean, you know, the slave that gets 10 lashes says, well, why doesn't everybody else get 10? Tell you what, let's just talk about the guy who gives lashes.
Well, they're going downhill anyway. The country's going downhill. Hopefully we'll get reverted back to the old West and it won't be a problem.
The old ways are what led us to this.
Well, no, I like
always the old West.
Okay,
yeah, I like the idea of the old West. It was a lot freer.
Take care of themselves.
So let me ask you this: at a border, one thing's for certain is that some American citizens are going to say, "No, I don't want to present my ID at a border." What should happen to those American citizens?
They can just sit there and wait until they want to prove they're American at a border.
There are people that are willing to sit and wait days or weeks because they believe so thoroughly that as American citizens they shouldn't have to give their papers.
If they're coming back from Mexico or coming back from Canada and they don't want to show ID or a passport or any kind of paperwork saying that they're an American citizen, then move to Canada, move to Mexico. Show ID, get back in and quit holding up the line.
So they should have to go to Mexico or Canada where they can't work because they're not legally a citizen there. Do you see the problem with this whole citizenship thing? I mean,
if an American citizen doesn't want to show ID coming back into America, they already have ID, they already have the paperwork. All they're going to do is say, "Hey, here's my ID. Thanks, have a nice day."
But I can't even prove I'm a citizen because I'm not. No one's a citizen. It's impossible to be a citizen.
Do you have a state driver's license from where you live?
Well, I have a driver's license only because I was forced to by men with guns who will run me off the road if I don't have one. That doesn't mean I'm a citizen. The definition of citizen is very simple.
You don't have one. How many Mexicans don't have a license, buy cars, and when they get pulled over, their car gets taken, they go to jail overnight, and they get a new car the next day?
So probably what? Because of all the arduous citizenship laws that we were just talking about.
Daniel, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Just simple definition for you. Citizen, go look it up if you don't believe me. It means that you have a duty to obey, and they have an obligation to protect. It's supposed to be like a deal, like a trade, like you do what they say, and they'll protect you in return. Well, guess what? They don't have an obligation to protect you. In fact, you can find many, many court cases that the Supreme Court has made this proclamation. Just Google "no obligation to protect," and you'll find a few of them. They have no obligation to protect you. So how can there be a citizen?
Yeah, I mean, really, you just have to ask yourself, frankly, let's go with this. The government used to use the term subject. That's what you are. You're a subject.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. You can also connect with us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. It's a live Saturday show. Free Talk Live.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got listening options, so you can get tuned in anytime you want to Free Talk Live. There are multiple choices for you. We've got the broadband, the midband, and the narrowband streams, which are different bit rates for different internet connection speeds. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com. To get tuned into those. Also, learn about our over 110 great radio stations coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week, and our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are also heard all week long on two different XM channels. We're also up on KU Band across North America as well as Central America, thanks to Bitcoin, the Bitcoin free-to-air channel. You can learn more about that over at listen.freetalklive.com, plus our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Again, listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
You can save up to 75% off of your prescription drugs with Save On Meds. You can make free trade work for you. Save On Meds uses licensed pharmacies in the U.S., Canada, and New Zealand to bring you 75% off heart, cholesterol, and cancer drugs and more from inspected factories. independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. You can save now $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis and 32-count generic packages. You compare that to $25 and to, you know, regular Viagra and Cialis in the U.S. They've got pharmacies that have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for more than 9 years. You can get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. I'm going to give you the telephone number here. It's 888-696-9363. Again, the number is 888-696-9363. It's Save On Meds.
You bring up what you want. We go to the phones. Ryan's listening in Charleston, South Carolina. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
I see you're listening on iHeartRadio. Are you listening to WSC out of Charleston?
Yeah, so listen to that station a lot.
Excellent.
Good local news and information station, yes, sir.
Very good, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Okay, so I just feel like Americans need to wake up, first of all, in general, as a society, as a collective group, because I feel like if you pay attention to the things that are going on around us, I mean, how do you not see some sort of imminent danger and these people just trust these elect politicians, these people, and people have become conditioned and desensitized, and their information is only comes from a certain number of sources.
Well, those sources are increasing. I mean, people are, you know, tuning in less and less to the nightly news and to the cable news channels, and they're more and more getting their news from the internet, which is a you know, I mean, there's a lot of places out there.
Exactly. You know, and I hear so much repetition on, it's like, okay, even when I listen to the radio, I'm like getting Google News stories, okay, which everyone logs in. I agree. You know, the internet, right? The network. What we have to realize is that we are a collective network, and, like, we also still believe anything that, like, first of all, I do not, you know, I question everything, but I absolutely question our government right now, any foreign government right now. I think it's ridiculous how they say that they can limit our gun rights and say, oh, there's no reason to have wars of weapons on the streets of America, but don't mind our tactical missions and our, you know, our nightly runs. And I understand what you're saying about you're not that important. However, when you're talking about the population as a whole, on a global scale, on a perhaps disastrous scale, all signs point to me towards some agenda that just freaks me out.
Well, I think what Mark was saying earlier when he was talking about you're not that important, I think he meant to the state as an individual. You know, the guy who's cooking out on his back porch and then allegedly gets a message over his Xbox saying what he was eating. You know, it may not actually be, you know, experiencing that. Maybe it's some sort of paranoid delusion.
He may have experienced it, but it's probably not the state.
But I don't think that what Mark was saying was that you're not important. I you know, and if it came off that way,
Oh, yeah.
I think that everybody's important.
Connect has a built-in camera. I mean,
that's true, but he said he didn't have a Connect. And so I just want to make it clear. I think everybody's important. The individual is the most important minority out there. I think you were only talking about it, Mark, under the perspective of, you know, to the government. Right, Mark? Am I right about that?
I'm telling you that everybody listening in Radio Land, what you had for dinner is not important to me. If you interpret that as you not being important, then that's fine.
Okay, I don't want it to sound like
I think it's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
I don't want it to sound like I'm saying that you're not important.
That a small group of people can change the world, right?
I totally agree with you, Ryan, and I share a lot of the same concerns. I think people need to refuse to obey the state. They need to, you know, not pay into the system.
It is a rising police state.
And one of the problems is I think a lot of people are kind of keying in on that now that people's gun rights are being threatened. But the problem is that the people who are concerned about gun rights were never concerned about the people who were, let's say, smoking marijuana and being put in jail for that. They didn't care about those people's rights. And so now the chickens are coming home to roost. It's coming around full circle. Right. Now the government's coming after them. And, you know, who else is going to stand up for them? It's one of those kind of situations. I think that if people had been standing up 25, 35, you know, 40 years ago and had been standing up for their freedoms this whole time, we wouldn't be in the mess that we're in now. But I agree with you. People do need to refuse to obey and go along to get along.
What do you think about the New World Order that we've heard everyone talk about? What is your opinion on it?
I think that's a good question. I think that the New World Order is this catchphrase. I don't know, you know, at what point will the New World Order be here?
Or what the hell it is?
You know, how is it defined? I think that what there is there are human beings who want to control other human beings. Those people already exist. They have positions in power where they've got men with guns in cages who will do their bidding. So I think, you know, it already exists that we live on this kind of world of, you know, these large plantations, basically. You're on the plantation called the United States. And if you get permission from the plantation owner called Canada, then you can go to that plantation there and you can pay them taxes.
What does America represent? America is what in the world now? We're like, we used to be the military, you know, our GDP is, you know, what role do we play in the role of the world?
It's the number one prison.
The Middle East has religion, right? And then England is the money. And
I'd say the United States is the enforcer. The United States is the world's police officer.
Agree.
Brian, good thoughts tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem, man.
Let's call it the United States, by the way. People in Canada live on America, too. Some people in Belize. No, you called it America a couple of times in that conversation.
I said United States, and then I gave Canada as another example.
You also used the term America.
Okay.
You're referring to the United States.
Anyway, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
The United States
is
the government. America is a place.
I agree with you. In Norfolk, thanks for the correction. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNIS.
Yeah, guys, I was listening to you on the car radio.
Welcome, sir.
I didn't get a chance to jot down the address for the – I'm sure you'll run it again – I had the privilege back in the 60s and 70s, middle 60s, early 70s, to work with G. Edward Griffin as a exposure of what was going on in the country, as well as one of his contemporaries, who you may remember, Alan Stang, who was, again, a very close personal friend and a great investigative reporter. Unfortunately, he has passed.
Now, G. Edward Griffin, for our listeners that are not familiar, is the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is a kind of a history of the story of how the Federal Reserve was created and the fiat money system we currently have today.
Right. And before that, back in the 60s, his original book was, interestingly enough, you know, right along with what your last advertisement talked about, was Washington's statement that fire can be a fearful master or a willing servant. Unfortunately, we're in a case now where it's no longer a servant, it's a fearful master. And
meaning the state, yeah.
Right. Yeah. His book at that time, The Fearful Master, is a great write-up prior to his book about the Jekyll Island.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about his book, and I want to thank you for the call tonight, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Although I question, has the state ever been a servant to anyone besides the people that are in the state? Besides them serving themselves, has it ever served anybody? I think it's always been the master. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control and do it toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Where you get so many different things, they're all for free. And if you like the show and you would like to support us, because even though the website's free for you, it's not free for us to run it. So if you'd like to support us, please go to amp.freetalklive.com, become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $5 a month. We'll take that $5 in, we'll invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and help bring the ideas of freedom to new people. And speaking of freedom, the Free State Project is something you really need to take a close look at if you're like me and Mark and concerned with the continuing invasion of your privacy, the continuing stealing of your money, the continuing regulation of your business and your freedom being clamped down upon all over the place, worldwide, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide, then maybe you should take a look at the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, if you understand that liberty means that you need to stand up for other people's freedoms, too, not just, you know, the stuff you like. If you love liberty, that you understand that people should be able to be free as long as they're not harming anybody else, should be able to be free to live your life how you want. And if you're willing to actually do something about it, if you're actually willing to get active, go to freestateproject.org. Get the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. I think that's linked under Why New Hampshire on the left-hand side of the page at freestateproject.org. And then start making plans to get up here and join what is over 1,000 people now that are here as part of the Free State Project. And also there are nearly 14,000 people who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire, as Mark, you and I did now over 6 years ago. And it's, for me, it's been such a wonderful experience. I'm so glad I'm here around hundreds of other people, over 1,000 people here now across New Hampshire, dozens just in the area in which we live. These are people who are principled, liberty-loving folks who are actually getting out there and doing things for freedom. You experienced some of that today, Mark, while we went out for lunch. We have a visitor in town who is actually visiting from Switzerland. He's here to kind of check out the get on the ground and check out the Free State Project. And we heard he was coming, of course. He let folks know in advance that that he was going to come out through, I think, the Free State Project's welcome wagon. And they kind of put out the word to people in the areas that the person's interested in visiting that, hey, you know, so-and-so is going to come for a visit. And so we put together a lunch. And I would say, what, about 10 people, 8 to 10 people came out today?
It was 9.
To greet. So 9 people came out to welcome our visitor. And, you know, that's a cool experience. And then immediately after that, he got to, you know, came out with us. And we did some Robin Hooding downtown and put some nickels in people's meters and saved them from getting tickets from the meter maids. So it's fun stuff. We're having a great time here. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more. I want to go back to the phones, Mark, but there was something you wanted to say about this pastor who was brought up earlier as somebody who was beaten. He was pulled from his car and beaten as he refused to consent to a checkpoint, an internal checkpoint. It's several years ago at this point. But apparently he's continued that, a fight, for lack of
activism.
A better term. That activism. He's continued in that activism, and I think that's worthy of praise. But you're saying there's something about him that's pretty detestable.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't want anybody to go getting beaten up for the things that they say or believe or anything like that. I just think that one needs to shine a light and that there is no savior out there. Not one of us is a perfect individual, and this guy seems to be far from it to me. In August 2009, his church, that was the Faithful Word Church, I believe, received national attention when Anderson shared that he was praying for the death of Barack Obama in his sermons.
Oh, no.
That's pretty rough.
I don't like Barack Obama, and I don't like George W. Bush, but I don't wish death on even, you know, my so-called enemies.
Well, you know, it's all it's going to result in is Joe Biden being president. I mean, is that what you're wishing for?
Right. What's it going to change? You know, let's say that some sort of explosion takes out both the Barack Obama and Joe Biden. Well, then some other politician's going to step in there and, you know, invade other countries and raise taxes and destroy your freedoms.
Apparently God's thought better of it because it didn't happen. Pastor Anderson stated... Pastor Anderson also stated, I do hate homosexuals, and if hating homosexuals makes our church a hate group, then that's what we are.
And you are a hate group. Yep. That's a shame.
So
thanks
there
for
you
sharing
go.
That. So the guy's, you know, he's a scumbag, but he did stand up for his rights, and yeah, credit where credit's due.
I think everybody needs education in certain areas.
Let's go to the phones here, and you can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. Daryl is in a truck. He is listening on the road to XM's Extreme Talk.
Hello.
Hey, Daryl, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, you know, this really gets my blood pressure going. I mean,
what
when
part?
I first turned the station on, well, you talk the guy that called in earlier about the checkpoint over there on Interstate 8 or wherever.
Yep.
Evidently, he hasn't been out here very long. I guess I'm just an old-school outlaw that does not want to conform to the rules. But I have called in with you guys before on the state of the police state that we're in everywhere. I mean, talking about everywhere, all the way down from the Trump police to your environmental conservation police that I see around. But these checkpoints that they have down there on the border like that, he seemed to be thinking that it was coming from Mexico into the United States. No, these are on the United States interstate freeway system, and the particular one he's talking about down there in California on Interstate 8, these guys move this thing to wherever they want the location.
That's true. They do have station. They have stationary ones and they have mobile ones as well. And it sounds like you've got some experience. Now I know that there's in this video that we played a little excerpt from earlier, which is linked over on our Facebook page, the top DHS checkpoint refusals. One of the guys in this video who's recording the video of his interaction with these Border Patrol agents is in a truck. Have you tried some of these tactics of refusing to answer their questions and just, you know, basically asking if you're free to go and moving on?
Actually, I haven't had any problem whatsoever. I don't know whether I just look like the unguilty type or what, but I've been flying under the radar for so long. It's like they don't even question me. They can look at me and tell that I'm the most I've ever had them ask me is, are you, or what's your citizenship? And I just say United States, and that's it, and I say have a good day.
The thing is, no, you should try, see what happens if you actually don't answer that question, because that's what's going on in these videos. The people in these videos are not answering a single one of their questions, and they are allowed to go through. And the fact that, you know, they can ask one question is only going to lead them to asking 10 questions someday. And it seems like what the truth is that you don't actually have to answer them. That's what these videos are showing.
That's true, but I mean, kind of, though, it seems to be like some of these people are, like, pissing up a rope.
I have no idea what that means.
I would say it's people. These are people who like to stand up for their rights and don't want to allow the police state to encroach with one question at all. And, you know, I think you should do what you feel is most expedient for you. It's certainly true that if you refuse to answer that first question, they may hold you there for a few minutes. And if you're on a tight schedule, then they know that that's why a lot of people are just going to answer their question. But I think that these people who are refusing are heroic, and I really appreciate them. And it sounds like you can appreciate it, too.
I can. I mean, it's just, but I do see things. I mean, people kind of live in a bubble now in their own little world, and it seems like their brain is connected between they're driving in one hand and then a handheld electronic device in the other, whatever it may be. And it's like they're not seeing the whole reality. I mean, I hear all these different stories about the Homeland Security buying all these bullets, this, that, and the other, and then, you know, a lot of people say, well, that's a conspiracy theory or whatever, but I have been seeing movement of military, armored military vehicles in this country for a long time. And these people that are hauling these, they will not talk to you. I mean, everybody has CBs in the trucks, and I've been doing this for years.
Sure.
But it's like I'm seeing more and more of this stuff, and it's just being right out in the broad daylight. Well, I mean, back in my days when I smoked marijuana and stuff like that, I'd always said, you're going to do something, you might as well do it right out in the wide open because there's less of a chance you're going to get busted.
I think there's something to that. I want to say thank you, by the way, Daryl, for your service as one of the men and women who's keeping this country together by bringing products on the road to various different places.
Keeping America moving.
Thanks for that, dude, and be safe out there. Appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE. They're America's real heroes.
I agree, and I'm with you 100%.
Continuing on with your calls, Fred's in Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Fred.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm going to be limited as to what I can tell you because of the lawsuit that's going on. But pretty much the same thing happened to me. I stood up for my rights, and I got punished by them for standing up for my rights, by all three agencies, actually. Let me explain to you what happened.
All right.
I went to work one morning. I am a disabled man. I went to work one morning. You know, I'm allowed to work a little bit to help pay the bills, and that's what I was doing. So I'm sorry, I'm out of breath.
That's all right. Take your time.
Anyway, I pulled into the lot. Co-worker was sitting over there in his truck. His truck was back into the business of the, you know, sports business or whatever, you know, do like car alarms, stuff like that.
Okay.
And DPS had pulled somebody over in front of us. Well, he waited for me to come sit with him until the boss got there because we were early, boss was late. So DPS pulled up there, and we were, like, looking at the window, looking like, you know, what are they doing? Thought, well, we're going to see something, you know? So the DPS let that car go and started coming messing with us.
Hold that thought, Fred. Hold that thought. I'm going to bring you back here. Hang through the news. We'll continue your story here in moments. 855-453. This is the Live Saturday Free Talk Live.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.